Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And on December 21st, 2020, we have Jupiter and Saturn meeting up in the part of the sky called Aquarius. And this long-anticipated and powerful conjunction marks humanity crossing the threshold, the energetic threshold, into a new age. Now, elementally, November is the third and final water month of the year, and the number 11 in numerology holds high vibration for divine inspiration and manifestation. So, I have been, for the last three broadcasts, talking to you about welcoming in this time, moving into a new time, creating a new world, welcoming this new age in human history. Last week, I had to cancel my broadcast because, unfortunately, I got news that my sister in New York was hospitalized with COVID. And so I was just an emotional wreck. I just couldn't pull myself together to do much of anything but be in prayer and just distress. So tonight I am going to, and she is doing better, thank God. I was able to be out of the hospital in about 2.5 days with pneumonia is what COVID brought to her. And so she's home recovering. She says she wouldn't wish it on a dog, and that people should not be taking risks with this disease. She's got a mild case, but it is not anything to play with. And so tonight, what I'm going to do is just a spill for you on the final two parts of what I wanted to talk about with welcoming the age of Aquarius, which is the waking up and the growing up. But I'm also going to just kind of close out my broadcast year because I am going to take a hiatus in December. But first, just a reminder, if I'm broadcasting live like this and you have a problem with your internet connection, you can listen to the show over the phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Now, I will upload a video of this broadcast based on some things that are going on in my life right now. I won't promise this week, but sometime during December I will. And that's to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or leave comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or my Facebook group that you can join, which is Wisdom Walk Supporters. Or you can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. I always have the latest video posted up there. And if you are watching this through YouTube, of course, you can leave comments and ask questions in the section below this video. But now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, before I get into my spiritual spill about 2020 and navigating through it, I want to start off my program as I always do, which is honoring the ancestors. And this year, we have an unprecedented amount of people who have crossed over, left the earth plane, who have died as a result of this disease. And then you add into that other kinds of diseases, chronic diseases and ailments, war and conflict that is still going on our earth, natural disasters. Yeah, it's been a year of a lot of humans leaving. And so I want to take a moment for us to remember them, to acknowledge them, because clearly that many people leaving the earth has a great purpose, which we can't understand right now. But the universe knows, God knows. So think of a person that you know who is an ancestor, meaning they were on the earth plane, they no longer are. It could be someone who you know that did die from COVID. It could be someone who is famous, a celebrity that you know of who's inspired you. But call out their name, if you will, and join me as I invoke those ancestors and ask them to become our greatest guides as we continue to navigate through this global pandemic. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to your great emissaries, the ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, you for whom problems there are not what we understand. And for the problems that we have here, they are so not problems for you. You who can see in all directions, you who have gained a celestial knowledge and wisdom as a result of having completed your earthly journey. And so we're reaching out to you, we're calling out to you because we need your help, your guidance, your wisdom, your love, for we are in the midst of a most challenging time on every level of human existence, physical, emotional, intellectual, economically, socially, and of course, spiritually. So come, be with us, guide us, hold us as we find the courage, pray for the courage, the clarity, and the consciousness to be able to move through into a new world that we know is here. And so once again, Creator, I ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe aho asa, shinga bizila, and so it is, she. Wow, this has been quite a year. And elementally, the week we're going into is a fire week, and December is a fire month. So more truth-telling, more connecting with our ancestors as we enter into our elemental week this Wednesday, December the 2nd, and all month long. So just a reminder of that, to really take time to connect with your ancestors, call on your ancestors. It really, really helps. It makes a difference. The last thing we want to do is panic and put fear over love. We want to be able to continue to choose the love and walk with the love. Astrologically, of course, my whole theme this month is about the age of Aquarius, which is marked by a cosmic event of these two planets of Saturn and Jupiter conjuncting, coming together in the sign of Aquarius. They've been in Capricorn, that earth sign, for a very long time. Now they're moving into this air sign. And so that brings with it this promise to us of things really moving into a higher elemental prospect, if you will. You know, with earth, we think about physicality. With air, we think about the intellect, and we think about spiritual as well. So it's really going to be a big shift. And as we've all experienced in 2020, you know, taking us away from our norm, taking us away from what we thought, what we knew, and really moving us into a time where we have to open up to learn and adapt and grow. Yeah. Now, tomorrow we have a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Gemini. It's not a total eclipse. It's what they call pemorial. And so it's just going to be like a part of the moon that goes dark. But an eclipse is an eclipse, and it has a meaning in astrology. And so from one of my favorite astrologers, Astro Butterfly, she says that this full moon lunar eclipse in Gemini is an opportunity to open our minds and have the courage to think differently. This is a time of full disclosure. This is a time when the universe will speak to you directly. And she says, pay attention to what it has to say, because it may, and I say it will, change your life. And I'll leave the link to Astro Butterfly in the comments section below the video, but also her website is www.astrobutterfly.com. You can see some really wonderful interpretations that she does about the astrology that we're living through. So I'm going to jump right into my spill for you on 2020. And I was looking back through my notes from the beginning of the year, and the research that I had done, looking at, you know, what was going on elementally, spiritually, astrologically, any indigenous prophecies that I could find, and was real clear that 2020 had a very significant meaning for us as humans. You know, we think of 2020 as, I can see clearly now, right? I got 2020 vision. And so I knew that we would be going through some kind of a transformation that would get us to have to reach more clarity about our human existence. And No one could have guessed that it would be COVID-19 and the new civil rights movement, marked by the death, marked by many deaths, but very, very significantly by the death of George Floyd in May. And of course, the political scene here in the United States and all of what's involved with that. It really has been this tumultuous year and also a year of radical change. So I had said at the beginning of the year that there were three major shifts that were needed to bring balance to us on this planet, because I understood that we're moving out of these old paradigms that we've been living through for many centuries, some of them. For example, the paradigm that people are disposable, that there are people who are more dominant, more superior, and deserve to be treated better than anybody else. Yeah, like all of that really is being dismantled. It's coming to an end. And so I pulled out three major shifts I thought were ones that we as individuals could really focus on to help us with this movement, this transformation that we need to make. And the first one was about shifting from being consumers to stewards. And I do have to say this. So here we are in the midst of a global pandemic. The numbers in the United States are outrageous in terms of the numbers of new COVID cases a day. Here in Los Angeles County, where I live, we're going back to a stay-at-home order for non-essential workers and things because the numbers are so bad. And so you know that's going on, but yet here are the advertisers. It's Black Friday. Come get a sale. And so people are actually risking their lives, the lives of their family, the lives of their neighbors, to do that. And it just, again, to me, it's how much we have been conditioned to be consumers on this planet rather than stewards. And the first stewarding we need to do is of each other. Of each other. We need to get at that. We're all in this together, and we need to take care of each other because people are dying. That is real. It's really happening. Yeah. And of course, what's going on with the earth and the climate change is, you know, as well as all of the waste, the toxic waste and things that we have done to this planet. Yeah, we need to become stewards. We need to shift that. The second one is about being mindless workers. And, you know, again, we've been addicted to struggling and suffering in order to survive. You know, we become masters of greed, seeking power, you know, in terms of how much money and items can we accumulate, you know. And so we're willing to work mindlessly to do that rather than realizing that we're here for a purpose, we have a sacred contract, and that we can be mindful contributors to the world that we live in, to our families, to our communities. Yeah. And then last but not least, from being compliant to creative, again, going along with the status quo rather than looking within yourself to know who you really are, what are you really about, and what is really true for you, right? Yeah. And moving into a more creative posture in terms of your life, not believing that you have no choice. Because we're in an age now where we realize we really do have choice. And we really, as adults especially, are responsible for ourselves, that we have control over that and nothing else really, but that we can make conscious choices for our well-being, for our health, and that affects everybody around us. Yeah. So the other thing I talked about at the beginning of the year that, again, still holds weight is this task of self-actualization in order to navigate through this year. Boy, was I right on with that. And I said it's time to wake up, clean up, show up, grow up, and open up. And I've been using those messages all year long for you. We're waking up to what? And by the way, give a note. This comes from Ken Wilber, who's a wonderful, wonderful, brainy philosopher, I'll call him, around the practice and art and the concept of human evolution. And what are we waking up to? We're waking up to our truth, that we got to trust our inner self, our intuition, and our soul. What are we cleaning up? We're cleaning up the mess. And it shows up socially, economically, in our workplaces, you know, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, all of that is stuff that has to be cleaned up. And we get to that through vulnerability, right? By allowing ourselves to take risk for love, risk to be loving rather than manipulating people, places, and things in order to get our way. Yeah. Showing up, and that's through our worthiness. We've got to remove the blocks to believing that we are worthy. We have to value ourselves, and we have to do that first. Otherwise, nobody else would be able to do it. It's just like loving someone, right? If you don't love yourself, it doesn't matter how much that person loves you. You won't even experience it because you're in a state of, oh, there's something wrong with me. I'm not enough. I can't. I won't. Yeah, yeah. Growing up through commitment. Yes, we have to make a commitment to live our higher purpose, back to being stewards in this world rather than consumers. Yeah, making that commitment and wanting to remember it, wanting to live out of it. If all of us on this earth plane would even be willing to learn how to do that, we would see enormous, enormous change. Yeah.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.